Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. This topic is super near and dear to my heart, and if you follow me on social media, you'll know why. Something a little permanent for me. So being able to talk on it is super important. We are building a beta course on this actually right now that's going to be launching in May. So signups can be in the link below in our Linktree link. You can also find our affiliate programs, our group, and how to follow us on social media. So you know what I'm talking about when it comes to the reference for this topic being a little permanent for me. So let them. Let them is a mentality that came out about mid-year last year in 2023. If you've seen that circle around social media or outlets and stuff like that. And it's this concept behind people are going to do what they want to do. And ultimately, you trying to control the outcome or resenting them for the choices that they make only hurt you. So being able to step back and say, is this about me or is this about them? The mentality with let them is to forgive others for actions against you or lack of actions, therefore not making you a priority in their life. We have to understand on a psychological standpoint that most people are very self-centered, and me, myself included, everyone included, is we have these narcissistic mannerisms, and narcissism is self-focused. It's not being able to see that our actions and words affect other people around us. And so a lot more people have narcissistic mannerisms than we're talking about in mainstream media. We're labeling people as narcissists. But the funny thing is most of us don't have secure attachment styles. We weren't raised in homes that always nurtured or supported a connection or being able to communicate our emotions. And therefore, we have narcissistic mannerisms as individuals. And this is most people, anybody raised in a chaotic environment that was not nurtured or their emotions cultivated or taught to them, most people. And so being able to step back and just say, there are a lot more, and me, myself included, there are a lot more narcissistic tendencies that people have out there than there are narcissists. Narcissism is a diagnosis. And if we don't have a degree behind us, we cannot label people as narcissistic. We can say they have narcissistic tendencies or mannerisms. And most individuals, like I just stated, will have that because they were not raised in a secure environment. Therefore, their attachment style is not secure. Being able to step back and realize that the most people are going to be self-focused, like myself included at times. And they're not going to see how their words or actions are going to impact other people, or their lack of words or actions are going to impact or cause emotions for, or outcomes that cause us to have thoughts to create emotions for ourselves, right? And being able to take personal responsibility for our own emotional outcomes and how we feel and how we show up and stuff like that is going to give us a lot more control over our emotional outcomes when it comes to people not making us a priority. Okay. So the let them mentality is to let people. If they don't want to invite you to a party, let them. Don't take it personally. If they don't want to include you in their life, let them. Don't take it personally, because ultimately it's not about you, it's about them. Like I just said about being self-centered or self-focused, is if they can't even think of you and how their actions or lack of actions or lack of words affect you in a negative way, why are you giving them emotional like control over you? Why are you letting them trigger resentment in you, right? You're literally handing them the remote control to your body, to your life, to your emotions. And they don't even know that they probably even hurt you. Most people who are self-focused, which is the large majority of us, are not intentionally going around trying to hurt people, right? Because we don't have that connection with how our words or actions, we're just thinking of ourselves and getting our own needs met. Therefore, their intentions are probably not to even hurt you, but you taking it as such gives all the emotional control to them. mean, if they are wanting to hurt you, do you really want your emotions in their hands to dictate? Probably not. So the let them mentality is, I'm going to let you come to whatever conclusions you want about me, about the situation. I'm going to let you make whatever in your life a priority. And whether that's me or not me, right? I'm not going to take it personally and be negatively impacted by it anymore. I'm not going to try to control the outcome. I'm not going to try to control how you feel about anything or situation. And it's letting people to their own devices. It's letting people to their own feelings. Because ultimately, you cannot control anything outside of yourself. And when we try, we only cause ourselves frustration, resentment, anger, that resistance of what is versus accepting reality. And so this let them movement is really full-heartedly embracing reality and what is versus trying to work against it or change it. It's letting people to their feelings. It's letting people to their priorities. It's letting people to their actions and not taking it personally. Because when we do, we only hurt ourselves. They don't feel our emotions. And most of the time, if they're self-focused or self-centered, they're not going to even see the impact negatively that it has on us because they can't, they're not capable of it. It is literally, I'd like to say, an emotional disability. Is as of right now, with the lack of work that they've done, they have not dealt with their own shit. They cannot move past their own emotional outcome and how things impact them directly. They're just trying to get their own needs met. They're not going to see that you have needs. They've not done the work enough to emotionally progress. Their emotional intelligence is not there at this point. And when I say that, I'm not saying that people are just born and they die with the same emotional intelligence. It's like anything. You have to read on it. You have to do the work. We have a coursing, life coaching program course online right now, this beta that we're building out on Let Them. And we're inviting you to this. So if you want to come and participate, it is a $2,500 value, and we are launching it just for $77 this week. The course is limited, so it is in our link tree in the link in bio. And this is an opportunity for if you're struggling with having to control situations, if you're getting upset when people don't include you, when you have grandparents that don't visit your kids, and you're taking it personally and you're lingering on it and you can't forgive them. You can't forgive yourself. You can't let go of the situation. You're causing yourself animosity. You're hurting yourself. And we're going to be honest about this. You are hurting yourself and you're doing this to yourself. They probably don't even know the repercussions of this. Like I said, if they're so self-focused or centered, they don't see how this hurts you and you're just hurting yourself by letting it. So let's let them and move on and do what's best for us and progress and grow and heal because your trauma is not your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. So I'm really excited about this program. It's going to be freaking phenomenal and it's going to change a lot of lives. We already have a lot of people signed up for it that are equally excited about this and making the changes in their lives that they need, being able to move past situations that they just don't understand and find some clarity around them. So whether you have dealt with abuse or you are in a relationship where they're just not putting in any effort, and you want it to work out and you're seeing the best in the person, but they're not showing up in that way, right? You see all their potential, but they're not their potential. We are not our potential. It is a choice that we actively make to be better. And some people have all the potential in the world and they're not ever going to live up to it. And so being able to date or marry somebody who is realistic versus marrying or dating their potential. And so sometimes we have to let go of relationships, whether they have great potential or not, or whether we love them or not, because ultimately they are not what's best for us. And they didn't love us enough to change and grow. They didn't have the capacity to possibly change and grow, be able to have reassurance that it wasn't really about you. It was all about them. And allowing them to their own devices by letting them move on, letting them think what they want, right? You don't need to control the narrative anymore. You don't need to control the outcome because that is extremely tiring. having to be everywhere at once, having to be worried about what you say or don't do, or how you show up, or like, who cares? You're just causing yourself all this animosity and anxiety. And to be blunt, like blunt, anxiety, overwhelm, animosity, resentment, all of those are not useful emotions. You will never get good outcomes from coming from any of them. So if you're ready to let them, if you're ready to move on, if you're ready to heal, this is an amazing opportunity. Like I said, show notes, we have a link in our link tree, is go sign up for this beta. We have a few spots still available. It is only 50 or $77 today, 77 with a $2,500 value. Like, that is phenomenal. And what we're doing is we need your input. We need to know how this affects you, if this is too much, if this is too little. Do you want us to expand upon certain topics? What worked for you so that we can build out the most amazing program ever and change some damn lives? So, as always, please be patient with yourself. After all, you're only human.